Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we've got a couple of technical opportunities setting up, so we'll discuss those in just a moment. If I can just bring up this slide currently for you up on screen. Sorry, bear with me a second. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Right, there we go. Right, so let's get straight into it. And we, of course, start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Okay, good. Let's get this together. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome. Let's get straight into it. We've got... In terms of a quick introduction then, all profitable traders, of course, you need to consider, you know, which markets do we choose. So trade selection is an important feature. How do we plan and prepare for these markets? Where do we then enter and exit? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade psychology? We address all of these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital and patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So we'll have a very quick look at Forex Factory. So today now is Thursday the 6th of February. So if we just take a little look at what happened yesterday with ADP numbers coming in considerably higher above expectations, with ISM services PMI numbers coming in marginally lower. So slight variations. If you look at the job openings, that came in significantly lower. So it's kind of a mixed bag so far, and nothing is really important enough to have a dramatic impact in these markets in any particular direction at the moment. Now, tomorrow's non-farm payroll could be a bit of a game changer. Today's unemployment claims, they look really quite strong, 214,000. It would be a strong number. Let's see if there's a bit of an uptick from the most recent kind of natural disasters with the fires in California and cold weather elsewhere. So we have this unemployment claims number at 130 today, and anyone trading the British pound, just be mindful, we're expecting a 25 basis point rate cut in the British pound. And so we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. And it'll be interesting to hear what the Bank of England say in their summary and their policy report just about future rate cuts. Okay, and then we'll be hearing from Governor Bailey as well, and he's also speaking later on in the evening, due to speak at the City UK annual dinner. Now, there's an awful lot of these FOMC members. They're all coming out in force. Yesterday we had Barkin and Goolsbee, I think, and there we have Goolsbee and Bowman, and I think the day before we had a few others, Daly and Bostick. So yeah, I mean, they're just projecting, you know, a broadly cautionary view. So nothing too exciting. Of course, with tomorrow's non-farm payroll numbers front and center in tomorrow's markets, and likely to be a significant news event, perhaps. So just looking at these markets, it's probably just worth, if I just zoom this out just a little bit. Whoops. And we'll... We pretty much have a bit of a channel in these markets. And what I'll do is I'll just identify. So we'll take that off. It's kind of a variation of what we were talking about yesterday. So we kind of have this upward channel playing out across most of these markets. And it's quite... So these are your channels, and We've even got a really big channel just dominating gold as well. And the last channel I just want to draw your, to your attention from a technical perspective would be something like, whoops, there's a downward momentum in crude oil, and we're currently looking to stick with that trade. And there is your channel to the downside. So we've got a few different ways to play this. Our expectation is for further downside in something like crude oil. Let's see if we get a rally down to those levels. And with markets like the S&P and the NASDAQ, there's quite a bullish sentiment. Could we get us a decent pullback into that level and then see if we can attempt or at least approach, you know, all-time highs? That would be the, you know, as far as the NASDAQ's concerned, you'd be talking about a buy trade around the 21,593, and that same level for a buy trade. Now you want to be careful; prices don't rush and slip, and you get an actual breakout to the downside in these trades. You know, if we kind of get below that level, we're back on. But we do need a catalyst, and this is why we want to try and keep options open a little bit because of tomorrow's non-farm payroll. So we might get a very, very different market reality tomorrow than we will do today. Today might be a bit grinding. It might sort of might get a bit of a pullback and be able to buy at the 60.42 for the S&P. That same level is the 21,593 for the NASDAQ. But then look at the dollar. So the dollar is strengthening off its highs. It's just pulling back uncomfortably so. So what we've got is the expectation for this price to pull back potentially. We're very nearly there as far as the pound dollar is concerned, and we will be hearing from the Bank of England. And when a central bank cuts rates, it's negative for the currency. So would we expect a little bit more? We're kind of shifting our view to the potential for some dollar weakness creeping in across the board, just because we've got a risk-on market dynamic, positivity, broadly speaking, with a central bank that may, over the course of the year, continue to weaken. And Donald Trump has said it openly that he does want a weaker dollar. He does think that the Fed should cut rates. So there is levers behind closed doors that can be pulled to achieve that. What the Fed are worried about is obviously cutting rates with inflation pushing higher. So we kind of have to play these markets as they kind of unfold. But as far as the euro dollar, the potential pullback into roughly, well, support levels around the 103.50 would give us that next opportunity to start buying. So that's what we'll be looking out for slightly, you know, over the coming days and potentially tomorrow. So we've got probably a short-term little pullback in here, and then we'll probably edge higher. We'll probably stick within this really, really tight range of gold. What we would like is a bit of a corrective move back into this level. Just doesn't look like we're really going to get that. Okay, so with all this in mind then, we're kind of mildly risk-on with weakness. We've got this quite tight little range now in markets like crude oil. So below the 70.77. Right. Okay. Let's just amend our trade plan then. If we bring this up, So market summary, mixed market conditions. I would say mild risk on market conditions as Trump continued to negotiate global trade war. Yesterday he's talking about ethnically cleansing Palestinians from the Gaza Strip. I mean, he's not saying it like that, but displacing nearly 2 million people to put beachfront property in that part of the world, and for the America to actually own it and displace so many people. That's a bit of a whopper, that one. So mild risk on, I mean, it is kind of all around Trump, really, but let's just, some of the things are just so crazy, like Elon Musk just going into the Treasury and just, taking out line items. It's, there's probably trouble ahead in that respect. So mild risk on market conditions. Yeah, it is mild. So we can wait for a little bit of a pullback. What we can look at is US So we'll have a look at indices strength. We'll have a look at dollar weakness. There's a pullback forming. We'll see if we can get into that. Potential further yen strength due to hawkish BOJ. That can remain intact. Yeah, gold strength. 3, 4. We've now got 5. Crude oil. Sell below the 77 level. Okay. So next up, US job numbers. Right, so markets. So in our opinion, markets are now preparing for US non-farm payroll job numbers. Expect increased volatility. It's probably an understatement, but look, that's that can be pretty much our trade plan for today, just to keep us, I suppose, a little bit more focused on the areas in which we probably should be trading. So that's our trade plan then, just posted there into the chat box. We'll let you go. We're going to switch rooms now to the European live trade room. So if you join us for that, fantastic. We've got a bit of we're kind of leaning on this side of the narrative front, a bit of positivity around Trump, not so much him himself, but his policies although there's headwinds, a bit of a positivity around sort of AI in certain areas. So risk on, well, it's mild risk on, indices higher, dollar lower, and those bond yields are just procrastinating a little bit. So with all this in mind, we're relatively comfortable with our trade plan. It's just a case of looking for those opportunities for prices to pull back before we can pull the trigger. Okay, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms now for those of you who can join us for the European session, and we'll see you there very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.